Isaiah, chapter 31. Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help, and rely on horses, and trust in chariots because they are many, and in horsemen because they are very strong, but they don't look to the Holy One of Israel, neither seek Yahweh. Yet he also is wise, and will bring evil, and will not call back his words, but will arise against the house of the evildoers, and against the help of those who work iniquity. Now Egypt is man, and not God, and their horses flesh, and not spirit, and when Yahweh will stretch out his hand, both he who helps will stumble, and he who is helped will fall, and all of them will be consumed together. For thus says Yahweh to me, as the lion and the young lion growling over his prey, if a multitude of shepherds are called forth against him, will not be dismayed at their voice, nor abase himself for the noise of them, so will Yahweh of hosts come down to fight on Mount Zion, and on its hill. As birds hovering, so will Yahweh of hosts protect Jerusalem, he will protect and deliver it, he will pass over and preserve it. Turn to him from whom you have deeply revolted, O sons of Israel. For in that day they will cast away every man his idols of silver, and his idols of gold, which your own hands have made to you for a sin. And the Assyrian will fall by the sword, not of a man, and the sword, not of man, will devour him, and he will flee from the sword, and his young men will become subject to slave labor. And his rock will pass away by reason of terror, and his princes will be dismayed at the ensign, says Yahweh, whose fire is in Zion, and his furnace in Jerusalem.